This recording is provided by the Allen County Public Library's audio reading service. It is specifically designed for and directed to people with visual, physical, learning, language, or other disabilities and conditions that prevent them from reading printed materials.
Welcome to Cook's Corner. We all could use a little help in the kitchen, so pick up some useful tips, tricks, and hints, as well as some tasty recipes from leading cooking magazines that will make your next meal a huge success. All on Cook's Corner, coming up next on your audio reading service.
Welcome. This is Cook's Corner, and I'm your reader, Marcy, with the audio reading service at the Allen County Public Library in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Today I'll be reading from Food and Wine. Copyright 2026, Meredith Operations Corporation. The title of this article is Sommelier-inspired, Spring Specials. Here are the dishes sommeliers are cooking at home and the wines they're pouring this season. Produced by Andy Gosnell and Lucy Simon. The first recipe is for creamy ditalini pasta salad with whipped yogurt. A cooling and creamy whipped Greek yogurt dressing adds silky richness to this herb-packed pasta salad. Punchy, tangy, preserved lemon contrasts beautifully with the crisp vegetables and fresh herbs. Swap ditalini for small shells, orecchiette, or any short pasta that will catch dressing in every bite. Your shopping list for this recipe is as follows. 8 ounces ditalini pasta, 2 small Persian cucumbers, small cherry tomatoes, scallions, extra virgin olive oil, fresh parsley, lemon juice, preserved lemon, chopped fresh dill, kosher salt, black pepper, whole milk Greek-style yogurt, heavy cream, lemon zest plus more for garnish, and kosher salt. Your ingredients list for this recipe is as follows. 8 ounces of ditalini pasta, 2 small Persian cucumbers thinly sliced crosswise, about 1 cup, 1.5 cups of small cherry tomatoes halved, 1 cup sliced scallions, about 1 small bunch, 1/4 cup extra virgin olive oil plus more for drizzling, 1/4 cup finely chopped fresh parsley, 3 tablespoons fresh lemon juice, 1.5 tablespoons finely chopped preserved lemon, 1 tablespoon chopped fresh dill plus more for garnish, 1 1/4 teaspoon of kosher salt, 1/2 teaspoon of black pepper plus more for garnish, 3/4 of a cup of plain whole milk Greek style yogurt, 1/3 a cup of heavy cream, 1 teaspoon grated lemon zest plus more for garnish, and 1/4 teaspoon kosher salt plus more to taste. Step 1. Make the pasta salad. Bring a large pot of salted water to a boil over high. Add pasta and cook according to package directions. Drain pasta and rinse under cold water. Transfer pasta to a large bowl. Add cucumbers, tomatoes, scallions, olive oil, parsley, lemon juice, preserved lemon, dill, salt, and black pepper. Toss until well combined. Step 2. Make the whipped yogurt. Place yogurt and cream in a large bowl. Whisk until mixture is fluffy and firm peaks form, about 3 minutes. Fold in lemon zest and salt. Season to taste with additional salt. Step 3. Stir whipped yogurt into pasta salad. Garnish with additional dill, black pepper, and lemon zest. Drizzle with olive oil. Make ahead. Pasta salad can be prepared through step 1 and stored in an airtight container in the refrigerator for up to 1 day. Stir in whipped yogurt just before serving. Now for the pairing. For a spring remix on my go-to Turkish shepherd salad with whipped yogurt and lots of herbs, I reach for a Pinot Meunier based champagne like NV Francis Orban Extra Brut to balance the richness of the dairy and acidity of the tomatoes. The fruit, acidity, and subtle earthiness of the wine all play beautifully with the herbs, says Aubrey Bailey of Crispa Napa. Our next recipe is for spiced pork chops with snap pea slaw. A garlicky buttermilk brine ensures these quick-cooking pork chops stay juicy and tender. Lightly crushed coriander, fennel, and black pepper form a crackly spiced crust on the chops that pairs perfectly with the crisp snap pea fennel slaw. Pat the pork chops dry before coating with the spice mixture and flip often when searing for an even golden brown crust. Your shopping list for this recipe is as follows. 6 large garlic cloves, buttermilk, kosher salt, 4 bone-in 1-inch thick pork rib chops, about 10 ounces each, coriander seeds, fennel seeds, black peppercorns, olive oil, champagne vinegar, honey, stone ground mustard, 4 ounces of fresh sugar snap peas, sliced radishes, and 1 small fennel bulb. Your ingredients list for this recipe is as follows. 6 large garlic cloves smashed, 1.5 cups plus 1 tablespoon buttermilk divided, 2 tablespoons plus 2.25 teaspoon of kosher salt divided, 4 bone-in 1-inch thick pork rib chops, about 10 ounces each, 1.5 teaspoons coriander seeds, 1.5 teaspoons fennel seeds, 1 teaspoon black peppercorns, 5 tablespoons olive oil divided, 2 tablespoons champagne vinegar, 2 teaspoons honey, 2 teaspoons stone ground mustard, 4 ounces of fresh sugar snap peas trimmed and thinly sliced on an angle, about 1.5 cups, 1/2 cup of thinly sliced radishes, about 2 radishes, and 1 small fennel bulb halved and shaved crosswise, about 1 cup, fronds reserved and torn, divided. Step 1. Place garlic, 1.5 cups of buttermilk, and 2 tablespoons salt in a large Ziploc plastic bag. Add pork chops. Seal bag and turn to coat pork chops. Marinate in the refrigerator at least 1 hour. 2. Toast coriander seeds, fennel seeds, and peppercorns in a small skillet over medium, stirring often until fragrant, about 2 minutes. Transfer to a mortar and pestle or spice grinder and coarsely grind. Stir in 2 teaspoons of salt. Step 3. Remove pork chops from marinade. Discard marinade. Pat pork chops dry with paper towels. Sprinkle both sides evenly with spice mixture. Heat 1 tablespoon oil in a large cast iron skillet over high until shimmering. Add 2 pork chops and cook, flipping every 2 minutes until golden brown and an instant read thermometer inserted into the center of pork chops registers 140 degrees, or 9 to 11 minutes. Transfer to plates. Wipe the skillet clean. Repeat process with 1 tablespoon oil and remaining 2 pork chops. Step 4. Meanwhile, whisk together vinegar, honey, mustard, remaining 3 tablespoons of oil, remaining 1 tablespoon of buttermilk, and remaining 1/4 teaspoon of salt in a large bowl. Add snap peas, radishes, shaved fennel, and 2 tablespoons torn fennel fronds. Toss and to coat. Step 5. Top pork chops with evenly divided snap pea slaw. Garnish with additional fennel fronds and serve. Now for the pairing. Joaquim Fiono del Avellino Vino della Stella is a dynamic match for the buttermilk brined pork chops. Its herbal and spice complements highlight the fennel, coriander, and black pepper, while the lemon citrus acidity mirrors the high tone notes of the slaw. Possessing both weight and finesse, the Fiano stands up to the creaminess of the buttermilk, while its shimmering acidity brings lift. Maddie Jimerson from Casa Tua, Aspen, Colorado. Our next recipe is for lamb cutlets. Pan-fried meat and potato patties or kotlets are a common lunch or snack in Persian culture. This lamb version leans on turmeric and coriander for savory depth, while mashed potatoes keep the mixture light and fluffy. Grating the onion rather than chopping allows the pieces to melt into the filling and helps bind the patties. Though not traditional, a spoonful of zug, a bright herb-packed Yemeni chili sauce, adds zip and heat. Your shopping list for this recipe is as follows. For the zug, you will need tender herbs, such as cilantro and parsley, extra virgin olive oil, fresh lemon juice, serrano chili, ground cumin, kosher salt, ice cubes, and one garlic clove. For the kotlets, you will need 1 pound of russet potatoes, 1 pound of ground lamb, 1 small white onion, 1 large egg, kosher salt, ground coriander, ground turmeric, black pepper, canola oil, all-purpose flour, and lavash, lettuce, dill pickles, sliced tomatoes, and radishes for serving. Your ingredients list for this recipe is as follows. For the zug, you will need 2 cups loosely packed mixed tender herbs such as cilantro and parsley, 1/4 cup extra virgin olive oil, 2 tablespoons fresh lemon juice, 1 tablespoon chopped serrano chili, 1/2 teaspoon ground cumin, 1/4 teaspoon kosher salt plus more to taste, 2 about 1-inch ice cubes. See note. The note is adding ice cubes to the blender incorporates air and moisture for a light and creamy zug. And 1 garlic clove chopped. For the kotlets, you will need 1 pound russet potatoes peeled and cut into 2-inch pieces, about 3 cups, 1 pound of ground lamb, 1 small white onion grated on large holes of box grater, about 1/2 cup, 1 large egg lightly beaten, 1 tablespoon kosher salt, 1 teaspoon ground coriander, 1 teaspoon ground turmeric, 1/2 teaspoon black pepper, canola oil for frying, 1/2 cup of all-purpose flour, and lavash, lettuce, dill pickles, sliced tomato, and radishes for serving. Step 1. Make the zug. Combine all zug ingredients in a blender. Blend on low speed, gradually increasing speed to medium-high until smooth, about 1 minute. Season with additional salt to taste. Cover and chill until ready to use. Step 2. Make the kotlets. Place potatoes in a medium pot and add water to cover by 1 inch. Bring to a boil over medium-high, reduce heat to medium, and simmer until tender, about 15 minutes. Drain potatoes. Step 3. Place potatoes in a large bowl and mash using a potato masher until smooth. Alternatively, pass potatoes through a ricer into a large bowl. Let potatoes cool for 10 minutes. Add lamb, onion, egg, salt, coriander, turmeric, and black pepper. Mix using your hands until well combined. Form mixture into 16, about 1/4 cup each, oval patties, about 1/2 inch thick. Step 4. Pour oil to a depth of 1/4 inch into a large cast iron skillet. Heat over medium until shimmering. Line a wire rack with paper towels and place inside a large rimmed baking sheet. Step 5. Place flour in a shallow bowl. Working in batches, lightly dredge each patty in flour, shaking off excess. Fry patties until deep golden brown, 5 to 6 minutes per side. Transfer kotlets to prepared wire rack. Serve with zug, lavash, lettuce, pickles, tomato, and radishes. Make ahead. Zug can be stored in an airtight container in the refrigerator for up to 2 days. Stir before serving. Kotlets can be prepared through step 3 and stored covered in the refrigerator for up to 1 day. Now for the pairing. An Alsace Noble white wine such as Domaine Weinbach Sloshberg Riesling Grand Cru is an epic pairing with lamb cutlets. The reason Alsace and Germanic varieties like Riesling work so well with this dish is because the wine's dominant acidity cuts through the rich, savory character of the meat and matches the fresh herbs. Nader Asghari Tari from Zerito, Boston. Our next recipe is for chicken larb bowl. Inspired by larb, a spicy dish popular in Laos and Thailand, these lightning-fast rice bowls are loaded with flavor. Ground chicken is browned, then glossed with a sweet chili lime sauce and served alongside a punchy cabbage and cucumber slaw. Baking soda helps to keep the ground chicken tender and also raises the meat's pH level, which promotes browning. If you like, swap out the rice for lettuce cups. Your ingredients list your shopping list for this recipe is as follows. 1 pound ground chicken, white and dark meat. Baking soda. Toasted sesame oil, sweet chili sauce, fresh lime juice from about 2 limes, fish sauce, garlic cloves, canola oil, water, cornstarch, scallions thinly sliced, red cabbage from 1 small head, 1 thinly sliced English cucumber, torn mint plus more for garnish, roughly chopped fresh cilantro plus more for garnish, and 4 cups cooked long grain white rice. Your ingredients list for this recipe is as follows. 1 pound ground chicken, white and dark meat, 1/2 teaspoon of baking soda, 1 1/2 teaspoon toasted sesame oil divided, 6 tablespoons sweet chili sauce, 1/4 cup fresh lime juice, about 2 limes plus wedges for serving, 3 tablespoons fish sauce, 2 garlic cloves grated, 1 tablespoon canola oil, 1/4 cup of water, 1 teaspoon cornstarch, 2 scallions thinly sliced, about 1/3 cup. 3 cups thinly sliced red cabbage from 1 small head. 1 cup thinly sliced English cucumber. 1/4 cup torn fresh mint plus more for garnish. 1/4 cup roughly chopped fresh cilantro plus more for garnish. And 4 cups of cooked long grain white rice. Step 1. Mix together ground chicken, baking soda, and 1 teaspoon sesame oil in a medium bowl. Let stand for 5 minutes. Meanwhile, stir together sweet chili sauce, lime juice, fish sauce, and garlic in a large bowl. Set aside. Step 2. Heat oil in a large nonstick skillet over medium-high. Add ground chicken mixture and press into an even layer. Cook undisturbed until bottom side is brown 2 to 3 minutes. Continue cooking, stirring occasionally to break into small pieces until brown and cooked through 3 to 4 minutes. Stir in 1/4 cup water, cornstarch, and 2/3 cup of sweet chili sauce mixture. Cook, stirring occasionally until sauce is thick enough to coat the back of a spoon, about 2 minutes. Stir in scallions and remove from heat. Step 3. Add cabbage, cucumber, mint, cilantro, and remaining 1/2 teaspoon sesame oil to a large bowl with remaining sweet chili sauce mixture. Toss to combine. Step 4. Divide rice and cabbage mixture evenly among 4 bowls. Spoon chicken mixture over rice. Garnish with additional mint and cilantro leaves and serve with lime wedges. Now for the wine pairing. Winemaker Brianne Day makes Day Wines as Isla with Old Vine Vermentino Harvest from Lane Vineyard in Oregon's Applegate Valley AVA. This expression of Vermentino is lush and tropical with notes of ripe citrus, coconut, and a touch of salinity that amplifies the fresh herbs and crunchy vegetables that top the herb. From Kiki, Austin, Muho, Atlanta. Our next recipe is for pistachio-crusted salmon with kale salad. Cara Cara oranges pull double duty in this satisfying salmon dinner. Citrus slices perfume the fillets as they roast, while fresh orange segments bring juicy brightness to the simple kale salad. Roasted and salted pistachios will work, but for a vibrant green topping with faint fruity notes, use chopped raw pistachios. Your shopping list for this recipe is as follows. 3 Cara Cara oranges, chopped raw pistachios, panko, chopped fresh tarragon, Dijon mustard, honey, 1 small garlic clove, kosher salt, 4 5 to 6 ounce center cut skinless salmon fillets about 1 inch thick, olive oil, 1 large bunch lacinato kale, stemmed, apple cider vinegar, and 2 celery stalks. Your ingredients list for this recipe is as follows. 3 Cara Cara oranges divided, see note. For the note, Cara Cara oranges have a sweeter, less acidic flavor than most other oranges. Substitute with navel oranges if desired. To cut an orange into segments, trim off a quarter inch from the top and the bottom. Using a sharp knife and following the curve of the orange, cut to remove the rind and white pith. Slice between membranes to separate the segments. 1/2 cup of chopped raw pistachios, 1/4 cup panko, 1.5 teaspoons of chopped fresh tarragon, 1/4 cup Dijon mustard, 1 tablespoon of honey, 1 small garlic clove grated, 1.5 teaspoons kosher salt divided plus more to taste, 4 5 to 6 ounce center cut skinless salmon fillets about 1 inch thick, patted dry, 2 tablespoons olive oil divided, 1 large bunch lacinato kale stemmed and cut into 1/2 inch ribbons about 8 cups, 4 teaspoons apple cider vinegar, and 2 celery stalks shaved lengthwise into ribbons about 1 cup. Step 1. Preheat oven to 425 degrees and line a large rimmed baking sheet with parchment paper. Grate peel of 1 orange to yield 1 teaspoon of zest. Cut orange in 1/2 and squeeze to yield 3 tablespoons juice. Slice second orange into 8 about 8 inch thick rounds. Cut third orange into segments. Set each aside separately. Step 2. Stir together pistachios, panko, tarragon, and reserved orange zest in a medium bowl and set aside. Step 3. Stir together mustard, honey, garlic, 1 tablespoon orange juice, and 1/2 a teaspoon salt in a small bowl and set aside. Step 4. Rub salmon with 1 tablespoon oil and sprinkle with 1/2 a teaspoon of salt. Arrange reserved orange slices in 4 rows on prepared baking sheet. Top with salmon. Spread 3 tablespoons of mustard mixture over top of salmon and sprinkle with pistachio mixture, pressing to adhere. Step 5. Bake until pistachio crust is lightly toasted and a thermometer inserted into the thickest portion of salmon registers 125 degrees for medium rare, 12 to 14 minutes, or until desired degree of doneness. Step 6. Meanwhile, combine kale, vinegar, remaining 1 tablespoon oil, and remaining 1/2 teaspoon salt in a large bowl. Massage kale until wilted and tender, about 2 minutes. Add celery, orange segments, remaining 2 tablespoons of mustard mixture, and remaining 2 tablespoons orange juice. Toss until well combined. Season to taste with additional salt. Divide salmon and orange slices among 4 plates. Serve with kale salad. Now for the pairing. Made from a blend of red and white grapes in Australia's Adelaide Hills, Ochota Barrel's texture-like Sun Sector Red is light and aromatic while still having plenty of depth. Its savory complexity and juicy fruit complement the earthiness of the kale, and the wine's distinctive texture plays off the crunch of the breadcrumbs and chopped pistachios by Nick Salinger from Lola's in New York City. Well, that's all the time we have for today. This has been Marcy with Cook's Corner. I hope you've enjoyed today's reading from the audio reading service at the Allen County Public Library.